What's up, game heads? Today is Sunday, October 8th, and this week on Glitch Therapy, we're going to talk about Batman Enemy Within, episodes 1 and 2, no spoilers, Forza Motorsport 7, and the Star Wars Battlefront 2 beta. So lay back, relax, and prepare yourself for this week's session of Glitch Therapy. Ben, hit us with the beat, baby. What's up, game heads, and welcome to Glitch Therapy. As always, I'm your host, Ramondo Burnside, and with me...
I'm Ben Dupe.
And Jose Ochoa.
How's it going, gentlemen?
Chilling, brah.
Not bad, man. Just hanging out, you know.
Sad, dude.
You know, Bo would hate you for that.
Are we at huzzah again?
No, we're doing the sad, dude.
Sad? Okay.
Sad, dude. Yeah,
we have a coworker that would get driven crazy whenever... Jose would say that to him. Sad, dude.
I will walk by him and just be like, sad, dude. And your cat's scratching me.
Is she? Oh, man. Just like kick her. She'll be all right.
Yeah, be a professional. Fight through that.
Don't even
acknowledge
it. The show must go on, man.
I'm going to play with the cat now.
Ignore the cat clawing at your ankles.
Pulls his pant leg up later. Just deep.
My jeans are shredded.
Yeah.
It's the new look, though.
It's the new look. I was just about to say that.
It's the new hit look.
The shredded bottom jeans.
Yeah.
Bite what marks.
Shredded bottom. What is that?
The shredded bottom.
It's next to Apple bottoms.
There's so many ways I could take that comment, but I'm just going to...
I feel like that's not...
Head down, move forward. Okay.
All right. Shredded bottom jeans. Should we go in the jean business, guys?
Yeah, we should. Yeah. Down. Going up against... there's like a rapper that owns Apple bottom jeans, right?
Nelly.
Is it Nelly?
Nelly? Okay, Nelly. Yeah. I don't know if we can take Nelly, though, man.
Is it Nelly? I think it's Nelly, yeah.
Is Nelly even alive? What's he doing now?
Is he alive? Yes,
like,
he's alive.
Is he making music and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, he made like a song.
I feel like he just disappeared into existence.
I don't know.
Like six months ago, that was his last song, album?
Okay.
I don't know.
Is it good?
You hear it on the radio.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I don't listen to the radio, so that probably...
I haven't listened to Nelly in forever. I think Abby and I went to a Nelly concert like 2003 or something like that.
Yeah.
Before I moved to Des Moines. Like,
God,
it's like 23, man.
Wow. Yeah,
he came to Waterloo. I was like, yeah, okay, well, let's go see Nelly, I guess.
I've only been to like one rap concert before. I saw Lil Wayne in concert.
Oh, how was that?
It was good. It was pre-jail, so it was back when he was good, I guess. Like, I don't know, man. It sucks to say, but I'm not like... I really liked Eminem before he kind of went through his whole recovery thing.
Yeah.
So it's like these artists are typically really good before they get in trouble and have to clean up their act.
I still like Eminem, though.
He does some good stuff. Like, Rap God was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was some other stuff. Yeah, there was a couple things.
I do have an affinity for Eminem back when he first came out, and he just said crazy shit because it was so new back then.
Yeah.
It was like nobody else was doing stuff like that, and he was just saying, like, off-the-wall shit.
Well, and there was a lot of, like, social commentary for the way that interacted with, like, just people, parents and stuff, and TRL and the whole culture behind, like... You know, the school shootings and, like, you know, that was just a whole social thing that was happening at that time, and people were going nuts over it. So it's a really interesting topic. I mean, I'm not saying one way or the other how I feel about it, but sure. I mean, he's a talented dude or whatever, but it was just interesting to see how the music kind of affected what was going on in those times or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. It was sick to watch him get serious, though, and then just start to systematically break mofos off, because, like, you know, people are like, oh, he's just goofy, he just, you know, he doesn't say crazy shit, and he's like, oh, you don't think I can really break this off?
Okay, yeah,
let me show you. And then they got serious and it was like, oh shit,
that's one guy
people were like backing off. They're like, oh, like,
lyrically he will fucking eat you alive.
Yeah. that is one guy you don't want to be served by.
Yeah, like, you don't want to piss him off,
because he'll just tear you apart,
like,
on a track.
Him, Lil Wayne, some of those guys are really good, man, when it comes to that freestyle.
Yeah,
they get in there on you.
Yeah, for sure.
Welcome to the rap podcast.
The hip-hop / video game podcast, yeah.
Yeah.
But
hip-hop always goes with games, so.
It does, I feel like. I've been listening to Logic lately, too. Logic's, I can't get off that incredible True Story album, man. It's so good.
I told you, dude.
It's
that,
so good.
That's one of my all-time fave albums, that you just let it ride.
Yeah, man. The Incredible True Story.
By who?
Logic.
By Logic.
Ah.
It's like, there's like a sci-fi narrative.
The skits are so awesome, though.
Yeah.
I could... Oh, that one that you showed me. Yeah, that was
good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it was fun.
Sup, Kyle, little bitch.
Yeah.
Did you know Big Sean actually recorded that part with an iPhone thing?
And sent it to him?
Yeah, and sent that's it awesome. To him over like text message. I thought
it
message.
Sounded like him.
It is him, dude. It was totally him.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, for sure. Right.
Back to gaming.
I know, right? What have you guys been up to this weekend?
Halo.
You've been on Halo. Dude. Constantly. What?
I'm back.
It's a resurgence for you, huh?
Yeah, it just it's a game. It brings nostalgia.
Halo 5?
Man. Halo 5 and Halo Wars 2.
Okay.
I didn't play Halo Wars 2, and I forgot I have the deluxe edition. So, and then playing the game as well, like online and stuff, you get cards, so you could play this Blitz game where you play cards and play. I realized I had like over 100 unopened packs.
Oh, shit. So and you just sat there for like 20 minutes
opening last packs. Night, I was just opening them. I'm like, okay.
Nice.
I should go to sleep like 2 in the morning, but I'm like, okay. But yeah.
That's cool.
Just sit open packs constantly.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I saw Blade Runner 2049 last night.
Oh, I want to see it. I'm going to see it this week for sure.
You know, there's an anime version of that.
I saw it really? On YouTube that somebody, there was a, I didn't know if it was a fan-made thing or if
that
was real.
There's a fan-made one that's, but there's a real one.
Like, okay.
Huh. It's on my queue. I haven't seen it yet.
My queue is fucked, man. My queue is so backlogged.
Video games or like, things to watch? Oh,
well, that and, well, it's not as bad for video life, games, man. But TV shows and movies on Netflix.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm looking for stuff to watch right now. So
I have plenty.
Yeah.
And my DVR is like almost full of just shit that I was like, on TV, I'll be up at like 1 in the morning, and I'm like, in 20 minutes, such and such comes on. I fucking record that. You know, and the shit that you've watched before, like Sandlot or an old, you know, first Blade Runner or something I wanted to watch.
Yeah.
Like the other night, Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I was like, that comes on in 10 minutes, 2 in the morning.
I do need to watch that. That's one movie I want to watch. Yeah,
it's a classic, dude. I was like, I'm going to record
that. Wasn't that one How Did This Get Made?
Yeah, it was on there. Yeah,
God damn it.
They made fun of that one. Yeah, it's good stuff, though. But yeah, my backlog is fucking stupid.
Blade Runner, though.
Good?
It's on point. Yeah, yes. It's so good.
Good.
It's like it felt like futuristic and retro at the same time, kind of in that Star Wars sort of way, where it's like floating cars and like these binoculars they use to see things, but they feel like really retro at the same time.
Punk,
steampunk
style. Steampunk.
Not really steampunk. No, it's more just like everything feels new but old at the same time. You know, it's like it feels new, but it also feels really aged and worn.
This could be the futuristic 80s or something.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And the movie's very much about Ryan Gosling. It's not really about Harrison Ford's character. He's like a central part of the plot, but
more of a side piece, right?
Like, yeah, but it's like in Star Wars, The Force Awakens, where Harrison Ford and all the old characters are in it, but it's more about the new characters than it is about the old characters.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Passing the torch, basically.
Yeah, and Ryan Gosling's good, man. He's I love that guy.
He's solid. He's always, yeah. He's usually pretty solid in all his movies.
Yeah, man. Like, Nice Guys.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was hilarious, man. That was one of my favorite comedies.
It makes sense. I mean, he's Canadian. A lot of those Canadian guys coming
Canadian
out.
Canadian actors.
Ryan Reynolds, where it's at? Ryan Gosling.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Bieber.
Did you say Justin Bieber?
Dead
Bieber.
Mouse.
Did you say Beaver?
Bieber.
I heard you said Beaver. Yeah,
see,
I did.
You heard
I did.
Too.
Yep.
It was my accent. Leave
Justin
me alone.
Justin Bieber.
Somebody
should make... come on. Somebody draw Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Y'all as a beaver in concert.
It has been done.
I was going to say, I can't believe
just Google
that it hasn't been done.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, we're not Googling anything.
We got a new Justice League trailer today, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys see that yet?
No.
See it. Should we watch it real quick?
Yeah. Let's pause it and watch it.
Hold up. Hasn't happened already.
All right, so we just watched that.
That was damn delightful.
It was beautiful.
This is cool.
That's probably the best trailer yet, though, I think, personally.
Yeah, there's a lot of CGI, so I'm a little bit, I'm a little bit apprehensive about all that CGI, but otherwise it looks cool, man. I'm glad they just teased Superman and they didn't actually show him coming back.
Yeah.
It was just a dream, you know? So I'm glad that they learned their lesson from like Doomsday in the last one. They showed him in Batman v Superman in the trailer, and people were like, "Why did you have to show that,
man?
That
would have been such
a cool." Yeah, it could have been such a cool reveal.
How do you guys feel about the fact that like all the Justice League, well, not Justice League, but even just most of the DC movies since they've kind of started the newer movies are all kind of dark. Like, it's nighttime all the time and everything. You know what I mean? So yeah. Does that bother you guys at all? Or
that's Zack Snyder.
The opposite of, like, you know, like the Marvel movies. Like, it's daytime. We're fighting, you know, in the middle of the city and, you know.
Wonder Woman wasn't that way, though.
No, it wasn't.
And and that's the thing is, like, Zack Snyder has done everything but Wonder Woman and Suicide Squad, which, I mean, that's going to be a dark movie just because it's all the bad guys. But I think they're getting away from that a little bit. They got some other stuff in the works. So.
Yeah, I hope so. They're not going to all end up like that. It looks like it's just nighttime and darkness all the time. I mean, you know,
yeah.
With Batman, that makes sense. He works at night, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I'm Batman.
I don't think he whispers it that way.
I'm Batman.
I don't know. Val Kilmer does a little bit. You know?
Yeah. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah. Hey, wait. Hold on. Whoa. Hold the pump the brakes, man. Yeah. What's wrong with Val Kilmer?
I don't mind Val Kilmer. I didn't like the Batman that he brought to the table, though.
I don't know. It was okay, I guess. Yeah.
He had... the Val Kilmer, he didn't have the nipples. That was George
Clooney. No, that was George Clooney. Okay, yeah. Val Kilmer is the original. Sure. Yeah, I didn't like George Clooney's, but Val Kilmer was the original Batman. I mean, that was like the one I grew up on.
Adam West was the original. What?
Well, yeah, Adam West will always be the original.
No. Adam West.
No.
What's older than Adam West?
No.
Nothing.
Well, Adam West, he's the original, but like you said, the one you grew up with was Val Kilmer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't grow up with that one.
What did you grow up with?
I grew up with the one before that.
What are you talking
about? Michael Keaton, baby.
Oh, Michael Keaton. Come on. Oh, my God. How did I forget that one?
Michael Keaton's the original.
Yeah,
baby.
Even
though he couldn't turn his neck, I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
The suit was molded plastic, like whatever.
He actually gave Christian Bale. He gave him some advice. He was like, make sure they put a zipper on the neck of that thing for you.
Yeah.
Like before Christian Bale played it. Because he's like, if they don't, you aren't going to be able to get out of it. You're not going to be able to move your neck.
Yeah. And like, if you look at those old movies, it's like just a straight up piece from the back of his shoulders up to his head. And it's just like it's all one piece. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm a fan of how they did Ben Affleck's Batman suit, where it's literally just a rubber mask that he puts on his head, that's what it should be.
And the suit breathes, you know, it moves, has separate sections, so you can kind of, and you know, and that makes sense because Batman's a very mobile, you know, fighter, and you know, it suits his fighting style to not be stiff and a brawlery kind of guy. So I don't know.
I agree.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Hit the farmer's market up, guys.
Oh, you did?
The last couple of the season. I don't know why I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, you always go. Nice.
I like the farmer's market, though.
Man, I love the farmer's market.
I turned it into a whole day, too. Abby and I just blew it out. We hit the farmer's market, hit Fuzzy's Tacos, Ray Gun, shopped for some shirts, went into Updown Barcade. Yeah, did some shopping. Just did a whole day date kind of thing. It was nice.
Was that downtown?
Mm-hmm.
Is that when you went to Fuzzy's too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because I saw
it. I was like,
I work by Fuzzy's, so I go there sometimes.
I need to go, man. I still haven't gone to Fuzzy's.
Never been?
Fuzzy's?
Yeah.
No, neither the farmer's market.
Shout out to Fuzzy's and the farmer's market downtown Des Moines, baby.
Yeah. It's a taco shop in Des Moines, by the way, people.
Give us a sponsor.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
Let's hit them up and talk to them about it. But shit, man. You guys do anything else besides check out the trailer and
Pacific Rim, the new trailer for that one. It's amazing, dude.
Yeah, I saw that at Blade Runner. So it looks all right. Yeah.
I'm interested. Hopefully it's good. I mean, the last one wasn't bad for sure. I forgot it. Idris Elba is in it again. It's like, damn it, I love Idris.
Yeah, he's a great actor, man. He's one of those that I'll enjoy anything. I love The Wire too. That was like the first thing I ever saw him in.
I might take Abby to see The Mountain Between Us and see this weekend before the day is over. Maybe, I don't know.
That's cool.
We'll see.
Nice.
Shall we move on to some news?
Let's do it.
Looks like there is a new PSVR coming this fall.
Sounds
of it. Yep. So if you were an early adopter like myself and Joel, your headset and everything, it's not going to be obsolete or anything like that, but they have a better version coming out, which, you know, everybody knew that was going to happen.
That's cool.
It's like it, with the half steps with these consoles, it's bound to happen with things like this too and peripherals. So the new PSVR system is going to come out this fall. It's going to have a new breakout box that can pass through HDR, so you get, you know, better high def, if there was any high def in there before, really. I mean, it wasn't, but you get some high def going on. It's streamlined. They have a streamlined cable, and they lost the headphone dongle as well to kind of just clean things up there. The headset will now have the headset slash phones will are now going to be built into the headset. So the headphones are going to be built into it now. You'll still have a jack for it, so you can put regular headphones if you have your own like surround sound ones you want to plug into it. But otherwise, the headset will have the headphones built into it. And there's no date for actual release, at least as of today. When I last checked, there wasn't a date or a price for it. They might even be cutting the price down a little bit too. And it was $400 before. I can see them dropping it to maybe $350. Or even 300, who knows? But that'll be awesome if they do that. So
nice,
make it more accessible, more games out now.
Yeah, I definitely want to pick one of those up when I have some spare money. Once I don't know, I got a second job in the works, so like if I get that, I'll probably have enough money to free up. How much is it? How much you pay for it?
It was $400, but I think it's gonna be a price drop this holiday season for it, along with the newer version of it. So I can see it being $300 or $350.
That's what's up.
Yeah. That's cool, man.
I'd be on that. Yeah, sure.
And then also, this was kind of crazy. I heard about this about a week ago. Atari is releasing a new system called the Atari Box. And it's weird because it's kind of retro looking. It has like a wood paneling kind of front on it. It's a very slim system.
You got to make it retro.
Exactly, yeah. It is Atari. So it's going to be, it's basically that they're teasing the Atari Box. They originally teased it back in June. It was on like a couple of websites and whatnot and then also at E3. And, it's just going to be just based on PC technology. So you're going to have old games in there, obviously you can play, but then you can use it to stream, you know, Netflix and things like that. So it won't be that far off from being like an Xbox One or a PS4, but I think it's going to be a little more streamlined Yeah,
think we could have a new front runner for a new system that comes up, or
I don't know.
I don't think it'll
break in that deep.
I don't feel like it has potential to do that at all. But we'll see. I mean, maybe you know.
I think it'll be a novelty thing that you might pick up. You got some extra dough.
It'll be like the SNES Classic or something like that. Yeah.
The price of it, they're estimating it to be around $250 to $300. They're thinking that it's probably going to come out probably spring of 2018 is what the target date is sounding like as of right now anyway.
Okay.
So
cool.
I don't know. Kind of keep your eyes on that. Maybe we'll throw some more information about it as it gets closer or something.
Nice.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah. Nice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just a heads up, guys, if you have PlayStation, the membership, the monthly membership up for that, Metal Gear Solid 5 is going to be free. So make sure you check
for
that
October.
Out. Yep.
Nice.
Should be in there now if it isn't yet, but keep an eye out for that. That's going to be free. So if you didn't finish that, or if you traded it in and, you know, gave it to a friend or whatever the case may be, you can download it. Even if you don't plan to play it, just download it and it'll be ready for later. So it won't even go into your download feed until you actually push the button again, but you can at least put it in your library and then download it later.
Nice.
See, that's what I like about the PS4. Mm-hmm. You can just save it and it'll be there. For the Xbox, you have to download it, unfortunately.
And then you have to download it all the way, and then you can delete it if you need the space, but you can go back and get it later. But with this, you just put it in your queue and then just let it sit there, and it counts.
Mm-hmm. So that's cool. Nice.
That's what's up.
It's a good game. It's one of those ones in my backlog that I never got to finish that everybody raves about as, you know, one of the best games of, what, 2015? What was that last year? 2016.
2016 was last 2016, year. 2016. We are in 2017 right now, sir.
I know what year I'm in now.
Okay, well, no, I'm just
Back to the Future style. What year is this?
I
want to
make sure you're not lost or something.
Where am I?
Marty.
The hell was
oh,
that?
Oh, shit.
Doc Brown, we went over this.
I did not.
My God. We got to pause for a second. Hold on.
What happened?
Going. Sorry, I just saw a Star Wars trailer teaser. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
that comes out tomorrow. No, anyway.
Ben lost his shit.
Yeah. He did.
Hold on, guys. Yeah.
He had the same expression when I sent him that bootleg Avengers.
God, trailer. I hate you for that.
Yeah.
It's like Infinity War trailer. I was like, Damn you, hoes. I got it down on my knees and like shook my fist at the sky.
I sent that to you and you were at work and you left like your desk and went into a
conference room to watch it. Yeah.
Like, turned the lights down and went in the room and locked the door.
Yeah, I did. Locked the door, man. I mean,
I gotta make it sound better.
No, yeah. You gotta exaggerate the story a little bit.
Just a smidge.
I got some news though. So my first piece. Well, is that cool or were you done?
No, I just one last thing I
had. Oh, no, sorry.
If you do have the SNES Classic good news for you. Consider how short that controller cord is and everything. And the fact that you can't go back to the home screen without getting up and going to the actual system to do that.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
That's stupid.
You can use your Wii Classic controller if you still have it from your Wii days.
Oh, nice.
And you can plug that in.
My Wii days?
Your Wii days as a small lad.
The days where you used to Wii in the bed? Or?
Oh, man. Some people still Wii in the bed now. I'm looking at you, Jose.
Oh,
how do you know?
I can tell in your eyes.
It's the Halo pajamas that gave it away.
It's the pain in his eyes. He just wants to tell somebody. Just,
when you say we,
it's just broken down, man. You mean
English therapy sessions, volume 1.
There we go. That's the therapy sessions, English therapy.
So this podcast is my therapy session?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Has it been the whole time?
I haven't seen any improvement.
Spoiler so it's alert. Fall-
oh, no.
I mean, if most of that improvement falls directly on your shoulders, sir. We can only do so much.
You guys suck.
Yeah.
But no, if you have that controller still, break it out, plug it in. You can use the home button on the Wii Classic remote or controller or whatever, and you can go back to the home screen and pick a different game and so on. So makes things a little bit easier, and that controller has a longer cord. So
just
to give you guys a heads up if you have that.
Well, that Wii controller doesn't have a cord at all, does it?
Is it wireless? I can't remember.
Yeah, the Wii controller was just that little...
The classic
little
one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you're good then, yeah.
Oh, no, the controller. Not
actual controller.
Oh, okay. I don't know about that one.
I want to say it had a cord on it.
Okay, I thought you were talking about like the stick that has the wire and the thumb thing. Yeah, you know, the normal.
Oh no, the nunchucks. No,
the nunchucks. Yeah,
fuck a nunchuck.
Fucking nunchuck.
And also, a quick shout out to TJ. Screw you, because he sent me a picture when he got the SNES Classic that the morning it came out on the 9th or whatever it was, and he was like, "Dude, did you go get one?" I was like, "No, I'm at my desk at work right now." And he's like, "Oh, okay, I'm about to head in the store and pick one up in Ankeny and in Des Moines or whatever." And then he sends me a picture of him holding it, like, "Oh." Like, you know, like, "Oh, look at this." I was like, "Here." I'm like, "Fuck you, TJ, you asshole."
That's funny.
Yeah, so get your Wii Classic controller out, TJ, and you'll enjoy that.
For sure.
Make it easier.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, what do you got?
Not much as far as video game news, but I have some news, I guess. So Star Wars The Last Jedi, the trailer comes out tomorrow during the football game. We just talked about that. Very exciting, as always. But tickets go on sale for it right after that trailer. Hop on Fandango and buy those tickets right away, because they're probably going to go pretty quick. That's one thing I have. Obviously, we're all very excited about Star Wars, I think. Yeah,
yes.
I love Star Wars, you know this.
God Eater 3 has been announced. Did you guys play any of the previous God Eater games?
I played God Eater 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never been really much of a God Eater.
I know. I've never played them before. So
I've always wanted to. Just one of those things where it's like, I just never got around to it.
So what's the deal with that game, Jose? What's it like?
I actually didn't play that much of it, but I told you when I got it. It's pretty much like an anime-based game.
Okay, cool.
JRPG style.
So kind
of, it looks cool.
Is it kind of like Final Fantasy then a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit of that role. You like some? You could tweak your weapon, stuff like that, fight monsters.
Okay.
It looks cool.
Yeah, there's anime for it as well.
Nice. Okay, cool. Overwatch Halloween Terror 2017 skins have leaked, and they are creepy and awesome looking. One of them looks like Scarecrow from
I have that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It looks like Scarecrow from Batman if he was like going trick or treating. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool. And there's some other ones too. They're pretty flashy and just what you would expect Overwatch Halloween skins to look like.
They're releasing some of the old ones from last year too, because I miss the one of the more popular ones was the witch outfit for Mercy.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's very sexually.
Yeah, just
that's how pleasing an outfit.
That's how all like. I mean, that's just how Overwatch is with their characters, though. They like to do the sort of centerfold type girls or whatever.
It's not super bad. It just has a long slit up the side of it.
Yeah, that's how they
see,
do
like,
it.
Just the bottom of like her butt cheek kind of thing. So
yep, that's how they like to do their stuff. So
I didn't ever got that one and a couple other ones, but they're putting some new ones in there too. So that I believe that releases on it starts on October 10th.
Yep.
So
cool.
Nice. Jump in there. And it should go on for about 2 weeks, I believe.
Nice. Okay, cool. And then last piece of news I have. This is comic book news, but it's kind of like it's a big event or whatever. Doomsday Clock. Have you guys heard about this event that's coming up in DC?
No.
So watch the characters from Watchmen are coming into the DC universe, starting with Dr. Manhattan. And they're coming in through a big event called Doomsday Clock. And it's coming out in November Geoff Johns is writing it, which he's one of, he's probably, I've never read a bad book by this guy. I mean, he's like the CEO of DC Entertainment. He controls everything. So, as far as I know, but anyway, Doomsday Clock is the DC Watchmen crossover that's happening in November. And they just released the first six pages of the book online, which I actually haven't read them yet because I just came across this on Polygon. But it looks pretty sick, man. If you like Watchmen and you like Batman, yeah. Superman, this is going to be a cool book to pick up.
Okay, so for somebody who might be on the outer fringe, on the fringe of, like, you know, you're not still gonna super love it. Deep into like DC and all that stuff, you know, I know enough to be dangerous, but you know, am I going to be okay? Or
Back
books or anything? Or
I don't know, man. You could read DC Universe Rebirth number one, which came out like over a year ago, but it was just one comic, and they sell it at your comic shop for really cheap. But that's all you really need to read. I mean, basically what the story is like, Dr. Manhattan has messed with time and kind of like changed everything, and no one realizes it, except for like a couple people. Like the Flash kind of knows what's going on, and Batman kind of knows what's going on, but they don't know who did it. So, that's Dr. Manhattan's going to come into play or whatever, and it's going to be crazy. It's going to be really epic. So,
bringing up the Flash, isn't he like destroying stuff right now in the comic?
Like, yeah, he's like kind of evil right now. He's Dark Flash right now.
Ooh, that's sweet. I didn't get that.
It's pretty weird, man. It's crazy.
He's like his powers is like pretty much uncontrollable, and he's just destroying stuff.
Yep, he is. Yeah, exactly. It's pretty cool, man. I can get you the books too if you need them.
Oh, that'd be awesome, man.
Yeah, for sure. Nice. So yeah, that's all I got for news, man.
Sweet. Well,
not much else is happening, really.
No,
we're about to hit a busy season for movies and TV and games, and I mean the holiday season's just gonna be crazy.
Yeah, I mean this is the fall release for TV shows. I mean both, you know, on the major networks as well as like Netflix. I mean, hell, you got the Stranger Things season 2 is like a couple weeks away as well.
What?
Stranger Things season 2. I didn't know that was coming out so soon.
October 22nd, I think.
Yep.
And I know Punisher is coming out before the end of the year, and it's probably going to be in November, I'm thinking. So
yeah, it's going to be loaded, man. So it's going to be tough to like try to play all these games and then like
watch, you know, all this
split
stuff.
It off between watching shows and stuff. Like, I have to, you know, a couple hours to burn. Am I going to watch some of these episodes or fucking play this game I need to finish beating? I don't know.
I know, man. Normally I'm at the Thursday night premiere for these movies, and like Blade Runner, I didn't make it out till a few days after, and that's just how it's gonna be. So
yeah,
and we got Infinity War coming out next year.
Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
So much good stuff. I mean,
there's just so much.
It's a good problem to have, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
When it's quality content out there and you're just swimming in it. I mean,
we're being spoiled by all that stuff.
Right? Yeah, we are. Yeah.
First world problems.
We're living
I can't figure out what I want to watch or play.
Living in the age of heroes right now. It's a good time to be alive.
Yeah, don't be a little bitch. Just watch what you want.
Naruto Shippuden. Rewatching that shit.
What's that?
Kill me with a Naruto.
Episode 20, okay?
Episode 20 of how many? Like 569?
No. 500, even.
What is this?
Naruto.
What?
We made fun of him last week. Well, I made fun of him last week for it. Even though Naruto is a good show, I just like to give Jose a hard time.
Oh, this was the one you were... Okay, yeah, I remember. Yeah, yeah, I remember
like
this.
It's my thing. It's like... Jose's like my little brother. I could give him shit.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, that's cool, man.
Freaking make me paranoid at work, you bastard.
Hey, that's not my fault. That's why we have therapy sessions for you. So.
Yeah, it's not working again.
We don't have any actual liability on us for the therapy sessions. No,
we'll up your dosage of placebos. It's gonna
be great. It's gonna be awesome.
Cool.
I don't think you were supposed to tell him it's placebos, though, man.
He thought I said gazebos. It's
okay, fine. Cool. We're good then. We're good.
Moving on.
All right.
Batman: The Enemy Within. This originally released, released episode one anyway, released on August 8th of this year, was episode one of this. And then episode two just released on October 3rd. So they're trickling out per usual. I mean, it's Telltale's way of, you know, it's how they do their episodic stuff.
Yeah.
So usually a few months apart. This one is really good so far.
Really? How far are you into it?
Just those two episodes is all. Yeah, so far. I'm not completely done with episode two yet, and I won't do any spoilers or anything like that. I know season one, you know, has been out for a while, so everybody, for the most part, if you've played it or going to play it, I mean, information's out there. You can check on that, so I'm not going to ruin anything for that. But, Telltale, I was getting a little burnt out on Telltale for a while. I don't know about you guys, like with like the Walking Dead series, and then they put out, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, and
it's just not my style of game, man. It's the only thing. Like sure. I don't like. I like to go in like guns blazing, or or even like hiding and like strategizing how to take a group of dudes down or something. Sure. But like the press A to do this, B to do this, like I don't know.
You want more hands on?
Yeah, I'm more hands on. That's why I've never been able to get into RPGs either, is because I just don't like that style of gameplay. I mean, no offense to anyone that does. It's just not my thing.
No.
It's like Game of Thrones, man. It's a bad show. You take a shot,
you fucking guy.
I just shot right at him, man.
He did take a shot at me. Thank God.
It's just bad TV.
Like the Matrix over here. Like a Neo. This piece.
Some type of Neo character.
Call me Bleo, the black Neo.
Oh. There we go.
Don't call me that.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on it.
I got to work up to that. Still on training.
Still in training. what's a Bleo in training called?
It's like Matrix training. It's Lawrence Fishburne just throwing like wrenches at you like on dodgeball.
Yeah. If you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball.
Come on, Neo. Jesus.
I feel like dodging a wrench would be easier because at that point you're actually fearful for bodily harm.
The stakes are really
dodging
high.
Dodging a ball.
If you could dodge traffic, you could dodge a ball.
Yeah, that movie's good.
I feel like it should be, if you can dodge a ball, you can dodge traffic.
Well, in the past, you weren't able to dodge a Telltale game because that they had there's just too many of them.
Very nice, sir. Thank you.
But there's so many of them. It was oversaturated for a while. They were that formula, and it wasn't done in a meaningful way. I think this particular series with when they got the Batman license, everyone was skeptical at first, and they blew it out of the water. And I think it's just because, you know, as you already know, Batman's is just a rich, engrossing character.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
You can go so many different directions with it. And I think they did a pretty good job in season one, and season two is no different. Episode one deals with the Riddler, and episode two deals with Harley Quinn. So no spoilers there. I mean, you can pretty much see the silhouettes of them on your game and kind of figure out who's who and whatnot. But it's good so far. I mean, the storytelling's awesome. It makes you feel, even though you're just pressing a button to respond and someone's having a conversation with you, and you have four choices of what to say or not to say. And then, you know, during the action scenes, you got to like press, you know, swipe to the right and dodge this, or swipe left, or press A and B at the same time to throw like these, you know, your batarangs out and stuff like that during specific scenes. If you don't do it, then he gets hit or it doesn't hit the mark and stuff like that. So, and the cool thing too, if you finish season one, all your choices carry over to season two.
Oh, cool.
So hopefully you're playing on the same system you played the first season on, because otherwise it's not going to be a cross console.
See, that's my problem too, is like I played it on Xbox, and now I mostly play on PlayStation, so I probably have to go back. Yeah.
Yep. I can see season one being like a free, you know, thing on PlayStation at some point or something like that, or vice versa on Xbox too. It's been out long enough, so I can see them dropping the whole thing out there and letting you have it for free
some month. Cool.
The story is pretty interesting off the bat. I mean, if you finish season one, you're dealing with Batman having just defeated the Children of Arkham. And Bruce Wayne is basically trying to regain his reputation in Gotham City because his parents were unveiled at the end of that, spoiler for that part at least, that his parents were actually criminals. So they weren't the beacons of light that everyone viewed them as for Gotham City, you know. So he's reeling from that and trying to lick his wounds from dealing with the Children of Arkham. And
I think you're thinking of Catwoman.
Yeah, well.
licking her wounds. Okay. You see what I did there?
I did see what you did.
Zing. All right, that's...
Zing.
That's what we call a zinger business.
That is a zing. You got me.
Okay. I'm done now.
Now I'm licking my wounds. It gets started off the bat, you know, and Bruce Wayne's in the casino for one of his targets, which is Remy Mori, and one of Gotham City's most notorious arms dealers, and he's kind of like doing some reconnaissance on him as Bruce Wayne, and then the Riddler shows up, and shit goes down, man.
Yeah.
The Riddler basically puts this dude in like a, what's the movies where he's puts him in traps, like a Saw type of trap.
Oh,
it's like, hey,
yeah,
I'm going to ask you a question. You know, you better answer this shit, asshole, or I'm going to cut your fingers off. And this is a saw coming down, and it's like his fingers are locked in place in front of him. And so the saw is going to go across from like left to right kind of thing. And if this dude doesn't answer the questions, and of course the guy is just like, let me out, you know, so he doesn't let him out. And pinky gone. And it's going over to the next finger. And he's like screaming. And so Batman goes into action. and to rescue these hostages and try to get this arms dealer out. He's like, you know, basically trying to save him so he can be put to trial rather than be put to death.
That's cool.
So that's how it kind of kicks off. So I won't even go into any more of it. I think it should be played, though.
I'm feeling a little weird about this whole plot element where his parents are actually, like,
crime, viewed as criminals.
Criminals, yeah, because, like, that's not consistent with the comics at all. I wouldn't think that they would do something like that, but...
I think it's just that one. It's just a one-off storyline, obviously. You know.
So it's like Elseworlds type stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So right. Yeah, and I'm not even sure if Enemy Within. I mean, feel free to write us at glitchtherapy@gmail.com or something like that if you want to make a comment, or even go on like Facebook or Instagram and throw us a comment if you have more information about this. But I'm not sure if Enemy Within is based on a graphic novel or actual comic book in the series or not. I mean, we can probably look it up what we're talking to, but it's an interesting story, and I really want to see hear more about it and check into it a bit more. It's good so far.
Yeah.
And even being burnt out on the Telltale games in general, I feel like the Batman series that they've brought to the table is really good. So if you haven't had a chance to jump in there, or you've been burnt out on Telltale games as well, this is a good one to jump back in on.
It also might be making its way to Nintendo Switch, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's cool. Yeah, it doesn't look like it's based off a comic, though.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Then they have more liberties to even do more of what they want.
He pretty much has the same suit as the Batman in the Justice League right now, too.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
So that's cool. Yeah. It's like a cool
kind of tactical suit or whatever. Yeah. Kind of a little
makes him look buff.
Shout out to the movie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's cool stuff, man.
Yeah, I'm down with that. I like the tactical armor and stuff. That's pretty sweet. So yeah, it's a new side of Batman that we haven't seen too.
Exactly.
It's getting harder and harder to find those, man. I mean, we've been making Batman movies for like almost half a decade now, or half a century now. So
yeah, the first Batman movie was what, 1989.
Oh, yeah. Or Batman TV shows. Oh,
okay.
Or
Adam West.
Because that was in the 60s, right?
Adam West?
Yeah.
I love Adam West.
Oh, everybody loves Adam West.
So, yeah, we're at half a century here for live-action Batmans.
But my Batman is Michael Keaton.
Shut up. We're bringing this back?
We're back to this already.
I don't know. But, yeah, it's good. Yeah, I'm enjoying it a lot. I think it should be played.
Nice. Okay, cool. How much do you... It's not expensive, is it? It's pretty cheap,
right? If you
right?
buy the season pass, which is all 5 episodes, I want to say it's like $25
yeah, that's
or something
cheap.
Like that,
that's
maybe.
Nothing.
Otherwise, you're paying like, you know, piecemeal, you're going to pay a little bit more.
How much time do you get out of each chapter?
I think if you... I want to say roughly each chapter is probably about 2 to 2.5 hours, roughly, something like that.
That's
right
not
there.
Bad.
Not too
so
bad.
So you're... You're getting like 2, 4, 6, like 10 hours, maybe 10, 15 yeah. hours out of the whole thing.
Yeah, and all your stuff carries bucks. Over. And don't be like me with some of those games like that where I can't handle the choice I made sometimes, and it's like then I realize, oh fuck, I did this in the beginning of the episode, and now this is happening. I want to go back and start over now.
Yeah, I know don't you. You You'll talked never get about that. How much your daughters love that.
she hates it.
You're like, God, you played through this like 3
better,
times, man.
I'm better than I used to be though. But
it's all that therapy that you got, man. It's
that glitch therapy, man.
Yeah, it's all the therapy. See.
Therapy's oh, that, that's a therapy.
It works for me.
It doesn't for me.
You don't try.
I try.
You're a trash fire of non-effort.
My shirt says trash.
I know. I got it from your shirt. but yeah, if you have a chance to play it, if you're interested in that, if you've been burned by Telltale in the past, this is actually a good series, season 1 and season 2, so check it out.
Nice. Yeah. Awesome. I might actually do that.
Mm-hmm. I definitely hope you do, so I can get your opinion on it, being our resident DC expert.
Yeah, I might. I don't know if I'm an expert, but I might buy. What you doing there with your hands?
Steepling
Dr. Evil
I'm
type thing
my
going
hands
on.
Yeah. And I'm looking okay. Ben in the eye with one eyebrow raised.
Okay,
good, good.
I'll let you know that I'm serious.
It's like a therapist.
And then the British accent comes out.
Then you ask a question and start writing something down, and don't even see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like what did you write down, Doc? Oh, don't worry about it.
Nothing.
It's fine.
This guy sucks.
Neither here nor there.
Recommend for Arkham Asylum.
Yeah. Well, speaking of things that suck, Jose, Forza Motorsport 7 has some sucky elements, but it does not suck completely, if I can say that.
I like it.
you like it?
You don't sound like you're truly on board.
Yeah, you're not like it's super enthusiastic
like
about
it?
That.
It's a close track, man. I can't get into that anymore.
Don't like it. That's how you sound.
So you playing multiplayer or single player, man?
I only played the single player, but
okay.
It's...
Okay, we should temper it by saying this. We're coming off of Forza Horizon 3.
Yeah.
And Horizon 3 is a whole different game because Forza Motorsport 7 well, the Forza Motorsport series in general, they leapfrog each other. So every year, every other year, you get Forza Motorsport, then you get Horizon, and you get a Forza Motorsport, you get a Horizon. So each game has a 2-year cycle to build off the previous years.
Yeah.
Horizon is typically open world, someplace that made up to some degree, made up location, and it's a real party vibe to it. You know, this is awesome. There's fireworks going off, and there's people dancing over here, and there's you know all that's going on.
Yeah,
it's fun. It's a little more loose, if you will.
This one's more professional.
Exactly.
Like people actually go into competition and do laps to win.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, so it's your traditional, you know, closed track racing. And all the tracks are real world tracks. So there's only so many of those out there. And I think that's part of what some of the fatigue for that particular series is for regular Forza Motorsport is that, at least for me anyway, and maybe I'm speaking for too many, trying to speak for everyone, but that's the part that made me kind of not enjoy it as much because I feel like I've played all these tracks before on Forza Motorsport 6 and Forza Motorsport 5. And they've added a few extras that are newer ones and everything, but it's still, it's like you're racing and you're like, yep, I remember this track, I remember that track. And some of those are really good that you like, you enjoy that, but for those that are a little more less hardcore with the closed track racing, it for me, it's just like, okay, I'm going to go back to Horizon.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm not a huge racing game fan. I never have been, so I might try this out though. If you guys did, you buy like the disc for it, or did you buy it digital?
I rented it. I can rent. I got it from GameFly. I'm gonna plan to keep it.
Yeah, so I still have GameFly.
I can bring you the disc if you want to try it out.
Yeah, I might try it out.
Otherwise, there's a demo that you can download too on Xbox. Really? Yep.
Okay. Cool.
It's Xbox One and PC only. Something to play anywhere.
I might just do the demo, man. Because honestly, that's probably about how much I'll play it. Is just a demo quality. So.
Yeah. Yep.
It's crazy, man. 700 plus cars, plus the two DLCs that they released the Hoonigan, and the Fast and the Furious pack.
Oh, nice,
dude! Yes.
Do the cars like handle differently, kind of, and drive differently?
Every car has its own special handling, brake, acceleration.
Cool.
So every car is pretty much to the specific of an actual car.
Nice.
Except the turning radius just throws me off because again, it. Every car drives differently, so you have to brake differently, turn differently. It's just a whole new technique that you have to do for every car you get.
Yeah. Okay,
so you might get used to a car being a certain weight and speed, and they go off what is it?
Tiers?
The horsepower, they go off of...
Torque,
and then...
Handling.
What's the starting...
Yeah. Accelerator?
Acceleration, thank you.
Okay, cool.
Acceleration, etc., turning, and so braking. And so depending on the car, you might be used to a car for like X amount of races or X amount of like, you know, series, and then you get into something different that's like totally different, you know, the takeoff is way different or it's heavier, so the, you know, this is front wheel or back wheel or all wheel, and so you kind of have to take those things into consideration as you're racing, depending on how serious about it you want to be.
Okay.
And it's they did a cool new feature that depending on the tiers, they actually let you make you experiment on cars you're not used to. So instead of going straight to the cars you know, they'll be like, hey, try this car instead first. And then later on, we'll unlock the rest for you.
See, and that part rubbed me the wrong way a little bit at first because since I'm not hardcore and I like dabbling and playing Forza, it was a little annoying to not be able to jump right into the cars that I like off the bat and just do what I want to do. And so it kind of steered me like, okay, you can play by yourself, well then you have to do this stuff to get to the cars that you like. So they're all tiered off. So there's certain cars in tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, tier 4, tier 5. And until you make this meter go up by doing races and completing them with the stuff that's available to you, then you make that tier go up and then other stuff unlocks. And so that might rep some people the wrong way unless you're hardcore into that stuff. So it's a change they made this year.
Okay, cool.
And then also there's progression. The progression system's been changed a little bit too, and they now have like kind of a... They're not loot boxes, but they're basically like loot crates that you can get, and you can pay real money to get them as well. So there's a somewhat of a pay-to-win element to it that doesn't directly affect it, but it has an effect on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
So, yeah, because you can put, like, different mods. You have 3 mod slots, and you can put, like, okay, if you finish top 3 in this race, you'll get, you know, 20% more credits when you're done, which is the money, the currency. XP. Yeah, and then, or you finish this race by doing three perfect turns during some point during the race, and you'll get 15% more of this, or you know, whatever, or you get some gear unlocked for your car or for your guy and stuff like that. So cosmetics, more or less.
Nice.
So I don't know, that stuff's kind of like, just let me do what I want.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't go very deep for me, you know. I feel like that's, and again, it's just not my style or whatever. I feel like I can customize cars all day, but it just doesn't go that far for me. But I mean, the graphics look cool. I really think it looks cool. The way that you're seeing, like, it's like a lot of racing games, it seems like you're looking at just an open road of like a full screen view, but this one it looks like you're actually seeing the dashboard and the steering wheel and stuff.
You can. So. You can pull it out. And some people like to play this game with a racing wheel. Some of the hardcore guys out there let them enjoy the game, or ladies too, of course. But they've been clamoring for it to be like where the steering wheel is taken away. So there's a view that you can have where there's no steering wheel at all on the screen anyway. So that way, if you're playing with a real wheel at home, you feel more immersed in it.
Okay.
So cool. You can do all that if you'd like to. Hell, I had to do a race for 20% more credits where I had to just use just the bumper cam, the front bumper cam. So I couldn't see my car at all. Just like from like right at the ground. So when I'm coming up on someone else, I'm seeing like the back of their car, like at that level.
Oh damn!
So it's kind of tough making turns and not ramming the corner of my car and stuff. And if
I can see that being really difficult.
Yeah, so I did a race like that. So it's kind of cool how it gets you out of your comfort zone. I do appreciate it for that, but there's still a small part of me. It's like, just let me do what I want, how I want to do it with the car I want to do it. So
yeah,
I don't know. It's nice to force you out of your comfort zone. And then one last thing I want to say about it is like you were saying, the visuals are amazing. Like they've added real world weather effects. Say it slowly.
Yeah.
So the dynamic weather system is awesome, because you could be racing during like the beginning of the race, it's nice and sunny, and then by the end of the race, clouds are starting to roll in, and then there's a full-on thunderstorm happening, and the track is wet, and it's like, it looks amazing. Like the mist is coming in on the windshield and stuff. And I even had a race where it was like a morning race, and there was fog floating across the track and stuff at certain points. So you see a car's going zoom, zoom, you see the taillights going at the fog, and then you can't see them anymore until you get closer to them again. So it's crazy.
Cool. That looks nuts, man. Man, I'm watching some gameplay for it. It looks really cool.
Yeah, so it's going to be nice. One of the flagship games for the Xbox One X to take advantage of the 4K resolution and the 60 frames per second, so at 1080p.
Plus, it sounds amazing.
It's good. It's really good.
Just the engine's just roaring. You're just like, yes.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It makes me want to keep it long enough to try it out on the Xbox One X when that comes out on November 7th. But
definitely sounds like something I would like to play with, like, you know, surround sound and a giant 4K TV. And, I really want to be fully immersed in it.
Yeah. I'd still say my series of choice between the two is going to be Horizon. But, yeah, this is definitely a good one. If you are a hardcore fan, you'll definitely notice all the small tweaks that they've been doing. They've done an amazing job getting this ready. If you're more of just a casual fan of racing games, you may not see the difference year to year. Similar to what a casual fan of Madden might see, like, oh, so many upgrades. This looks the same to me. Where somebody who plays it every year, like my buddy Cody, he's like, oh, he text messaged me, you see the new grass is this, and the breath comes out of their mouth, and it's cold. It's like, Cody, calm down. It looks the same to me for the most part. But yeah, there's some good tweaks in there. So check it out.
Nice.
There's a demo out there too if you don't want to buy it.
Cool.
For sure. Last but not least, let's talk about Star Wars Battlefront 2. The beta opened up for everybody on Friday?
Friday.
I got to get on that. So it's open right now.
Yep. Yeah, at first, it was only open for pre-orders to get in there. I think that was like on Wednesday, the 4th of October.
Yeah.
It opened up for pre-orders for both Xbox and PS4.
So can you jump into the story mode on this?
No.
No, okay. Nope. You're just playing multiplayer?
Yep, it's a multiplayer beta only. You can check out, if you push single player, there's like a little story teaser they show you, so you can kind of get an idea what you're getting into with the character. You'd be following behind a female character. Forget her name at the moment. But yeah, they won't let you play that, though. It's just simply multiplayer, and there's two modes you can play.
Cool.
Yeah.
The ground assault and space dogfights. Dude, I love the dogfights. It's so good. I love that new feature. It's just fighting with the X-Wing, TIE Fighters, the Y-Wings. And then, it's just something I wanted from Star Wars for a long time.
They had it in the other ones, but I didn't like it as much before. It feels like they tightened things up a bit and made it a little more user-friendly in this one.
Yeah, so I was like, exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. And this comes out November 7th, right?
November 11th. Yep, so that'll be out there.
I'm stoked. I mean, I always loved Battlefront, like that new, the first one that they recently released, 2 years ago.
Star Wars Battlefront one?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I liked it, but the thing about it was, man, it's like you took this really beautifully rendered game with really nice mechanics, and you gave it zero single-player abilities.
Yep.
And it's like, fuck, man, like, I don't want to just, like, it's like you made this beautiful work of art and didn't give us anything to do with it, you know, like other than just, you know, co-op, kill people or whatever. And right. I mean, that's fun for like an hour or two, but I feel like you have all these beautiful elements. You could get a really nice single player story out of it. And that's why I'm really excited for Battlefront 2, because I've heard that there is a story.
Yep. And EA has turned, you know, did a 180 on that whole thing twice now. I mean, Titanfall 1 didn't have a single player story, and that's what everybody felt by the end of that thing. That's what everybody felt was missing. It was like, oh, this game is so much fun, this world is interesting, this battle between these two factions and everything. And then everybody's like, well, where's the single player? I mean, this would be awesome as a story. And then boom, Titanfall 2 comes out, full-blown story is amazing.
Yeah,
one of the best campaigns of the year last year when that game dropped. So it's awesome that they've done the same thing here again with this and put a story mode in there. It's going to be legit, I think. Playing the multiplayer was awesome. I mean, the textures, everything looks so good and so polished.
It was one of the most beautifully rendered games I've ever played.
Yeah.
I mean, it just looked cool, sounded cool. I don't know. I loved it. Yeah,
the Frostbite 3 engine is definitely on display here. They use the same thing in the new Madden game. They use that in most of their last big hit games. I mean, it's their engine, man. It speaks for itself. So,
and the beta is pretty great. Then you've enjoyed it.
It gives you an idea what you're getting into. The only beef about the beta that's driving me kind of crazy at the moment, and hopefully they tweak this and iron it out before the actual game releases in about another month, is that there's some pay to win. Kind of elements there that in place that could be bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like how?
Well, so you have, so there's like these, once again, there's loot boxes or crates, if you will.
It's like weapons in them, right?
There's weapons and different, there's cosmetic upgrades, there's weapon upgrades, there's all kinds of stuff in there that if you choose to go and drop real money on these things, and let's say you want to spend $100 and get a shit ton of crates, because this is going to be your game to play for the next 6 months to a year, like you want those people. This is your game. You're going to have a big leg up on some people who decide to just play it normally and to progress and just get them through naturally upgrading and getting boxes as they give them to you through the game.
Like, you're going to be able to incinerate a noob, like, pretty quick with these nice guns.
There's some elements that gives that indication that could happen to you.
I don't think
it's a huge, huge advantage, but it's a big enough advantage where, like, let's say you both have the same stuff, but this person has equipped, you know, mods to this gun that lets them shoot a little quicker or makes the damage hurt more. There's even one where a Boba Fett, when he's flying in the air, if you equip it, when he's flying in the air, he gets a damage boost for a period of time.
See, and that's the stuff that really discourages me from multiplayer, because, like, I die and respawn, like, 30 times every match, because it's, like, I just immediately, like, I'll start playing, I'll walk, like, 5 feet, and I'll just die like that, you know? Yeah. It's because all these players have, like, upgraded all their shit, and I'm not going to pay real money to upgrade all my stuff, so that's why I don't want to play multiplayer, you know, because it's not fun for me to just respawn, die, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Maybe it's better or whatever, but yeah. To your point, I agree with you on the whole pay to win type thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping that all the feedback that people are giving to the beta and just on the different gaming sites like IGN, Game Informer. I mean, everyone's talking about it, and I think it's a real concern, especially if they want to be taken seriously as a first person shooter for competitive stuff.
Yeah,
this kind of shit can't happen. You know, it's going to give different people a leg up that aren't like, I don't want to pay a shit ton of money. I mean, certain games like I really love, like Overwatch, that doesn't really necessarily give me a leg up on anybody or anything like that. This is just all cosmetic shit, you know what I mean? So that's one thing. If you want to blow your money on cosmetics and get new outfits and voice lines and stuff, by all means. But in a game like this where it could get turned into a really good competitive scene, this seems like a strike. a really big blatant one to do that. And so I'm hoping they pull back on that when the actual game releases and some of that stuff isn't in there, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. But as of right now, I think it's kind of gross that they put that in there in that fashion.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're leveling up classes, too. I mean, like, there's, like, a sniper class, there's a heavy class, there's, like, an assault class. And so, depending on what class you're using the most, which I've been using the heavy class a lot and a little bit of the sniper class, the more you use that class, the more you're going to get familiar with them, the more you're going to unlock stuff for that class. So, a lot of it's just like any other shooter, is going to be just you putting in the time. But there is an element of just throwing money at it and coming out the gates hot, which sucks. So, we'll see.
See how it goes. It
still was pretty enjoyable, though.
Oh, I'll be playing the shit out of it still.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to buy it, you know. I love Star Wars, and I'm going to jam on the single-player campaign. I'm stoked for this game. I just, you know, there are certain games that I don't like playing multiplayer on because it feels like people can just pay to win or whatever. So, But I still love it, you know.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that part, too, because I think with enough of the negative outcry that they're getting about that stuff, that they, if they're smart, they'll listen to what the fans and the players like us are saying and pull back on that stuff a little bit. It wouldn't take much to just even that shit out and not have the boxes have certain things in there, and the other stuff needs to be done through natural progression. If you've been playing the game for 100+ hours and you've been kicking some ass and getting all this stuff, and I just only been playing for 20 hours, that's on me, man.
But the thing is, are they going to sell more loot boxes if they put stuff like that in there? At that point, is it just a cash grab for them where they're just trying to get as much money as they can off this game, you know?
I think they're going to make their money no matter what with Star Wars, especially with Battlefront 1 being so awesome and having its flaws, and this is supposed to iron all that shit out.
Yeah.
They're going to make their money, so they don't have to do that, but I can see the appeal of it.
You know? I mean, you're going to make your money back, but like, let's be honest, this is a business. They want to make more money.
I see the appeal, but if they want the game to have legs and have longevity and even possibly go into a competitive direction, they need to fix that shit.
The goal should always be first and foremost to make a good game, and then money comes second. Like, because if you make a good game, the money's gonna come. So
it's true.
Yeah
so that's how I feel about it. So we'll keep an eye on it, but I'll be playing it no matter what. It's gonna be good stuff
for sure.
Definitely. Other than that, man, make sure you check out the beta, because I think it ends today. So it ends tonight, maybe,
or so I can play
late
it
late tonight or tomorrow tonight. Morning
okay
yeah
that, and it's that Sunday too
there. Yeah,
so by the time I post this, it might be over. Yeah.
No, I think it'll go through the full day and probably end like midnight tonight or something like that, or like 4 a.m. or some shit. Cool. Who knows?
Cool.
Just Google it real quick and see what's up.
Cool.
You gave me a look when I said Google it.
No, I didn't.
I thought maybe you're like, you just going to just Google it.
We're going to go back to this?
Let me Google that for you. Yeah, we're back to that now.
I put a toe in the water and I pulled back.
No.
I'm not getting in the water. It's good. We're fine. Shut up, Jose.
You should have. Just laughing here, man.
Oh, man. Well, we're pretty much at our time, guys. We really appreciate you tuning in. As always, reach out to us at glitchtherapy@gmail.com if you have any questions, concerns, comments, whatever. I mean, we're happy to bring it up on the show. If it's something that we talked about you want to comment further on, or even correct us at times, you know, politely throw an email out there and hit us off.
Constructive criticism.
Yes, please be polite.
Yes.
Don't be an asshole. If you want to support the show, we definitely appreciate that. As always, you can reach out to us at patreon.com/glitchtherapy. And for as little as $1 a month, you can make donations to the show or one-time donation if you'd like to help us out. We're always appreciative of that. Thank you for any help you want to throw there. Huge if you could go and subscribe, rate, and review us. It's a small act with such a big outcome for us. It helps us climb the charts so that more listeners like yourself can find us and listen to the show. So definitely do that if you haven't done so yet. Shame on you if you haven't. Get in there. Please check out our other show on the network, Nerd Church Radio, with Ben and the guys talking about all things DC characters and comics.
Yep.
It's a fun time. Give them a shout. Check them out. As well as check out our social media. You can find Glitch Therapy at Glitch Therapy on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Yep.
Check out all three. You can find Ben
at Hey Benzilla on Twitter, and just Benzilla with 3 L's on the PlayStation Network.
Boom.
You can find me at Twitter and Instagram. I'm Hipsterade.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
At Twitter.
At Twitter.
Is that
in Twitter?
That,
West Street on the Twitter.
West Street is that
Twitter street, man.
Twitter street?
Yeah.
On Twitter Drive.
It's a busy street.
It's a busy street. Go fuck yourself, man.
Oh.
Jeez.
Whoa. Shots fired. Wow.
Rude.
That escalated quickly.
Fucking rude.
Yeah.
We've been at this, okay?
You're a dickhead. I didn't know you were so attached to Twitter Street. Fuck.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's my childhood.
Yeah. Twitter wasn't even around when you were a child.
You're so Shut up.
Fucking stupid. Anyway, now I'm you. I'm flustered.
Good.
I can't say my shit. If you want to reach out to me on Instagram and Twitter, I am at NerdyRomando. Otherwise, you want to game with me on PlayStation or Xbox, you can find me. My name is Dirty Dimes. So get at me. Friend me. Let's play some stuff. Some Rocket League. I need some more friends to play that.
Hey, you have no friends.
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong, I guess. I don't know. Anywho, that's our show, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate it. And I hope you guys all have a great week. See you next week.
Later.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.